What's up, guys? It's the Opera Dreadhead, and we have a baby here.
Gasp.
Make noise on demand.
We got Chelsea here.
Hey, everybody.
We got Jessica here.
Yep, yep.
We got Jamal.
What's up?
And we got Bianca in the house.
Hey, hello.
The baby Shaikana.
Guys, we're going to ignore her for right now. She's back, guys. Jessica is back, guys. Guys, you might hear some or some weird stuff. And it's just a baby. Don't worry.
Chill that out. Sounds like tires.
It might be me.
It might be.
It might be, but it also might be a baby.
Who knows?
All right, so guys, we're going to do a dating podcast for you guys. Hey, you know, we have a lot of your questions. We're probably not going to get to them all today, but we'll get to as much as we can today, all right?
Listen, we'll get to them when we get to them.
Yeah, we'll get to them when we get to them. And you're, you know, we do what we do.
Yeah.
We do what we do. All right. Are we ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to give this to you. I'm going to give you an option, Jessica.
Okay.
Do you want to read someone's dating question, or do you just want to read a random dating question? You pick. It's the first time you pick.
Wait, you're giving me the same option? Somebody's...
Yeah, that's not two options.
Or
it's
a random...
Option.
It's the same option.
A random question or a personal dating story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to read a personal dating story.
Oh, damn. All right. No. And you know what's crazy? You can't read any questions today. You can't because you got a baby in there.
I can.
How are you going to do that?
She multitasks.
I have two hands.
She can read and hold a baby at
Ladies
the same
and gentlemen,
time.
That's being a mom. All right.
Clap, clap.
All right. Well, you know what? Jessica said she can read, so we'll send her some questions. All right. The first one is, I'm 43, and I'm making really good money. I do date a lot of younger women and not interested in marriage just yet or maybe ever. Several women my age say I should settle down and date someone my age who has experience, but... When I was in my 20s and early 30s, these women wouldn't even look my way. The question is it wrong for me to date younger women now when the other women who didn't pay attention to me in my 20s or 30s didn't want to date me? Does that make sense?
Wait. Is it wrong to date younger women now that he's 43?
Is it wrong to embellish and date younger women and have sex with them now that he's able to versus, I guess I don't really understand what the question is.
Well, I mean,
it seems like
he's being satisfied emotionally and sexually by these younger women, but just because he hasn't found an older woman that checks the box.
Oh, I don't think that's it at all.
I think that he's going for younger women and the women his age are probably just a little jealous about it. And they're like, don't date younger women. Date someone your own age. Blah, blah, blah. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. If you're happy with it,
I think he's asking, like, when I was younger, I couldn't get laid by women my own age.
So
now when I'm older, I can get laid by younger women. Probably because he has money and stuff. So, like...
Yeah, why shouldn't I do that?
I guess, I mean... Whatever makes you happy,
I guess.
I mean, so long as they're not underage...
Yeah.
Well, even if they are,
okay.
We don't.
Wait, time out.
No. No.
Try again.
Fine. You know what? We'll move on then. Bro, listen. Honestly, if I was you, well, how old are you? 43, and I could get like 21, 22.
No,
year old
don't
women?
Get a 22-year-old.
Why not?
I'm thinking more like 27.
He's not looking at getting married though. He said he doesn't want anything serious. He's not getting married.
Yeah.
He's enjoying his time. Finding women that want to enjoy his time and his money, probably. If everyone is happy and it's all consensual and legal, have the best time of your life. And don't let the haters...
Is that
possibly
toxic?
I mean, so long as you're truthful and you're not leading anybody on, whatever.
Oh, listen, it's fun, but I mean, at a certain point...
He's 43, bro.
Yeah.
but at what point you're like...
I don't know.
Just settle down.
Didn't what's his face face, George Clooney, like, only got married, like, within the past 5 years.
But he's been married, like, 2 or 3 times.
No,
yeah, but what's fucking, what's settling down? Is settling down having a family? Because not everybody needs to have a family. Really? Sometimes you just need a chick that, you know, you get along with, to spend time with. If the younger chicks are, you know, fulfilling what he needs. But, I mean, if he's just fucking banging them and then going home, then, I mean, that's fun, but that shit gets old.
Right.
Especially gets old after, like, you've experienced it so many times. Like, it does get old. So.
It's instant gratification. Like, yeah. It's fun, and then, like, what next?
Yeah, what next? Okay, we're gonna move on. Jessica, I sent you two.
Let's hope your Wi-Fi works.
All right, I'm going to read the next one. It has me and Jamal's name in it. Jamal and Charles said it's cool to see a female plumber, but the question is, would you... Oh, I think you've already read that one.
Yeah, you have, but we could read it again.
but the question is, would you date a chick like that?
And I said yes. I said remember no. saying yes.
I said no, I wouldn't. No, probably.
All right, you sent me two?
Yeah, you can read the first one.
I'm with a boyfriend, but we decided to have a threesome, and I've never been with a girl before, and I really orgasmed crazy. Then me and the girl did it again twice in different locations without my boyfriend. I love my boyfriend, but I want to keep having sex with this woman. He doesn't like the betrayal, but it doesn't change me wanting to keep having sex with her.
That's it?
That's a comment, yeah.
I mean,
Wait, the other ones is different. It's
yeah,
different.
That's it. Mm-hmm. Like, you're cheating by doing something.
Wait, she told him.
Yeah,
so.
It's still cheating.
Yeah, he doesn't like the betrayal. Also, he said so. Uh-oh. Like,
yeah, but they fucked like around together.
Yeah,
uh-huh. And then she went off and did it by herself.
Yeah,
I gotta be honest. When it comes to, like, a threesome. Two things that really bother me about threesomes is, one is the effort in finding the person, and then the second is the other person, one like either me, or let's say, for example, me or Chelsea, one of us say, start paying more attention to that person. Like, those are the two things I think that are really bad with threesomes. Like, you know, you shouldn't have, I honestly don't think you should have a threesome if you are in a relationship. You know,
I think if you have a threesome,
it has to be with a random person. It has to be like a random.
It does.
Person.
It has to be with a random person, and there has to be a mutual discussion that, like, we're bringing this person in, and if anything happens, I think it does.
No, I'm saying it doesn't matter, because even if you had a discussion, something can still pop off. Like, something can,
those feelings can pop off. Absolutely.
Talking to Mike. You know.
Those feelings can pop off. Absolutely.
Yeah, but, I mean, you can be in control of those feelings.
I
mean, we have a discussion.
I also think setting...
Wow, Bianca, have you had a threesome?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought she was about to say yes. All right, go ahead, Chelsea.
I think, like, setting boundaries, though, in that scenario is, you know, important, too. Things you... I don't think I'm comfortable with this. We don't want to do this. We want to do this, or even afterwards, like, we don't need to be contacting this person separately. Like, there's just things that I think need to be talked about and boundaries set in place so both people feel comfortable. And then if somebody steps outside of that, that's obviously breaking a trust.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's like you don't even want to get involved with that. You don't even want to have the temptation of that person stepping out with the person. That's why I say you probably shouldn't have a threesome. I've always thought in my head, like, man, if I get in a relationship, man, I'm going to want to have a bunch of threesomes. But then you think about it, you're like, man, I don't want to put the effort in finding that person. And I don't want, like, my partner having sex with this person without my knowledge and shit like that. So, like, if that was to happen, that would have to be, like, a random thing where you never see that person ever again. So, or a prostitute.
But, like, the thing is, like, having the threesome was, like, one thing. Her going outside of that is definitely just cheating.
Yeah.
So what was her question?
There is no question. Oh.
She
just a comment. I
was
think
saying
that,
she
I
wants
mean, basically
it.
Basically, you're cheating, and that if you want to go off and be with this woman instead of with your boyfriend, then you need to break up.
Also,
I do want to say to the people out there, like, honestly, like, really think about having a threesome with someone. Someone that you're having a relationship with that you actually see is, could be a problem.
But like Chelsea said, as long as you create boundaries and have a discussion, you can prepare for some shit happening and then figure it out from there.
But that also means willing, like, okay, you liked it and that girl wants to see you, but that means saying, hey, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Because we set these boundaries. Also, though, if you like having sex with her so much and your boyfriend was into it, just keep having threesomes. Or tell your boyfriend you like it and maybe he'll watch or, like, be involved somehow. Like, he might be open to...
Watch for what?
I don't know.
People like that. Yeah. People just,
if she's really happy about it and she's being pleasured by it and that's something she wants to continue, don't lie about it. Just say you want to do that and see where it goes.
Jessica, last word.
I'm just going to say, like, I think there's some people who are like, oh, it's not cheating because it's another woman.
Uh-uh.
And it's definitely cheating. And I want you to just know that, like...
You're a cheater. Damn, Jessica.
No, I mean, like what Chelsea said, like he doesn't like the betrayal, and you're saying that, and you know that, and, like, you gotta, like, if you want your relationship with him to work out, you have to not be betraying him. And if bringing her back for more threesomes is gonna, like, help him not feel betrayed, or just not fucking her on the side, you know, make a decision.
It might be an ego thing, too, because you're all of a sudden really pleased by another woman and your man all of a sudden isn't pleasing you like you want to. It's probably an ego shot to him, and men don't like their egos being hurt, so he's definitely not going to like that at all. So maybe just tell him what you like her doing and ask him to do that.
All right, we're going to move on. Oh, really? What?
That's
horrible advice. It is. Like,
why?
Because men and women can't...
Okay, I see where
you're going. Give cunnilingus to your lady?
Okay, so you're telling me all the only issue is the cunnilingus?
Not the only.
Okay. I'm not gonna get into that.
It's a slippery slope, because you can say, like, oh, just tell him to do this because
it's more than that.
Okay,
it's more than
from
that.
From the men, don't do that.
My point of that was, though, his ego's probably hurt. Like, if you found out you couldn't please your girl and she's sneaking around with some other girl because she pleases her better than you, your ego's gonna be hurt by it.
It's not always that it's the person pleasuring the person more. Sometimes the sex between two people is just fucking old, and the person that they're fucking now is a new person. After a while, that shit might just get dead and they want to go somewhere else. That's all it is. It might not be, oh, they're doing it better and shit like that.
Yeah, sometimes,
like,
that's just what something she said. Different.
Yeah. We gotta move on. All right. Jessica, okay, go ahead.
The episode where the girls were saying how they don't want their man to be so emotional.
They man?
They man!
That is what this person
they
wrote.
Means.
This person, black as hell.
My man is a good man, but he started complaining more often about work. He's crying more often, and it's such a turnoff. I don't want to pry, but I'd mentioned to him how he's doing these things more often, and he says how comfortable he is with me. Holy crap, it makes me not want to have sex with this man. But if I tell him that, then I'm being a bitch and being unsupportive. What should I do? Because I seriously can't be with a man like this.
Tell him to quit. You don't like your job, quit.
No, that's not even the point. The point is, he's bearing his soul to her, and she's like, oh, this making pussy dry.
Yeah,
that's the real point.
That is what's happening.
Now, that's actually... I want to say it's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, that doesn't
sit
right. That's terrible.
You can't really say anything, because...
Then women want to talk about, oh, men don't talk about their feelings. Oh, men don't talk about their feelings. Now, when men talk about their feelings, your pussies get dry. Oh, God, man. You can't win, man.
I can't.
I got to be honest with you. I don't want to say you sound like a bitch, because I feel like that's most women. I feel like most women... will be like, if a guy is just constantly bitching and always complaining and always like just doing that, like they're gonna be like, fuck this. I don't want, who's fuck this guy? Bianca, I'm coming to you.
What?
If a guy is constantly complaining, if a guy is constantly always in a situation, like let's just say something, like, something's always going on with him.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want to continue a relationship with this person?
If it's something that's always happening?
Something's always happening. Like, his bike gets stolen. His car gets broken into. His, you know, he's always complaining about work.
Like, one of those dudes that, like, when you see him, like, the first thing he mentions is that, oh, man, oh, you wouldn't believe this happened.
Yeah, I can't believe it happened, yeah.
He's a Debbie Downer.
Yeah, would you be with a person like this?
Probably,
oh, see?
Probably not.
See, look
if
at
it's
that.
Constant,
look
yeah.
At that.
If it's constant, but it's just not gonna. It's not gonna like make my pussy dry or anything like that. Like,
well, I mean, obviously
yeah.
You're leaving. You don't want to be with the person. He's making it dry. Well, like, if it was making it wet, you'd be like, well, let's continue on. Right? Am I wrong? Is that how pussies work?
I think that's how they work.
Yeah. All I'm saying is that maybe this woman might not be as much of a bitch as we think she is.
I don't think so. I think it's honestly, like you said, I think he needs to quit. He needs to quit his job. He needs to do something.
Man up.
He's like, no,
that's not the problem.
That's not the
problem.
That's not the problem. It's like,
it's not
if you, oh, go ahead, sorry.
It's not the problem, but instead of being like, man, you got to stop talking about this shit because...
Jamal, it's not, I'm telling you right now. Because you're right. This person said that he gets another job. It's another new thing that he complains about.
You think he's just one of those
Yes.
things?
Then why did she get into the relationship at the beginning?
Exactly.
Yes,
he, exactly.
Like suddenly out of nowhere he's complaining? Or has he always been like this?
I feel like he started suddenly complaining.
So if this is a new thing and this is somebody who has supported you and been with you, this is just a season in life where he might need some extra support. It may not be the most attractive thing to you, but if you love this person, you should uplift him and make him feel confident and make him feel masculine. Break some shit and let him fix it. Do something to make him feel useful and manly.
Don't break shit.
Like, okay, that was extreme. But like, there's ways I feel like you can be supportive and try to talk to him about that and give it a chance to kind of turn itself around. Like, if you're not telling him there's an issue and you feel that way and you just want to up and leave, it's kind of fucked up if he supported you through other things and stuff.
Okay, real quick, before we answer, or I want to know, is it wrong for her to feel like her man always complaining is a problem?
No.
It's not wrong to have feelings of any sort.
If he's complaining all the time... If he's complaining all the time, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not wrong for her to feel that way.
If it's like every once in a while, then...
Okay, so just to be clear... okay.
What is she doing? I want to know what she's doing. If he comes home and complains all the time...
She listens.
What is she doing that distracts him from... The shit that he hates about work. Is he coming home and like...
He just complains. This dude just complains. I don't know. But it sounds like two things. It sounds like this dude either just complains to complain, or he felt some way with her to where, oh, I feel comfortable talking to her about this stuff.
That's fair. But maybe he goes to work, it's shitty, he comes home and... She doesn't get food. She doesn't make food. And when he gets home, he's got to figure out what to do at home.
So
and
just
he's,
to be clear, we don't know these people.
We don't know anything that's going on. We're just guessing.
I do want to say something really quick because we gotta move on. But and Jamal, you don't have to say this anything. I'll say this. Almost every relationship I've been in with a female. They've always complained. They've always fucking complained. So I think what's happening is that women see, or even men as well, see someone or a man complaining as being a very feminine trait. and women get turned off by that. So, if I'm wrong, let me know. But I feel like most women expect men to be stoic about their problems.
Solve problems.
Solve problems. There you go.
There's a different way of communicating, right? So women talk to women and they, Anyway, forget what word I'm trying to say. But they'll talk about problems, but they won't, like, offer solutions, right? They're just sort of there to, like, listen and to, like, let the other person vent and blah, blah, blah. Whereas a lot of times when a woman takes their problem to a man, immediately they're offered, like, a problem, solve, like, a solution, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a different way of communication.
So suddenly, as the woman, she's being offered, like, the, like, problem, but she doesn't have a way to solve it because she's been raised probably with just sort of the, like, empathetic, let's continue the conversation way, and then it's getting annoying for her because they're just going back and forth, and she's used to communicating with them probably, hey, here's a problem, here's a solution, and he's not offering the solution because he's the one with the problem.
Okay.
What's up, guys? Jeez, I hate doing this, but I'm an idiot. I accidentally put the wrong cord into the wrong output, and so now you hear this weird static in the background. It's like a weird static, and like whenever we talk, there's like a weird pause. And I'm sorry. I don't even know what to tell you guys. I truly apologize. I hope you can still try to enjoy it. We have a very enlightening conversation about implied consent. And so I hope you guys stick around for it, despite the annoying audio. Thank you. All right, so the next question is, I don't know if this is a dating question, but it says, should men protect women from assaults from other men in public?
I mean, everybody should protect anyone being assaulted in public.
That's what? Yeah. Women don't prevent.
If I saw somebody getting attacked, I would. I mean, maybe I can't physically.
Chelsea, stop it. You are not doing anything.
I was at a bar, and a guy was like manhandling a girl. Not like manhandling it, but like touching her. She was like, no, get off me, no. And I got in between them and like pushed him away. I was like, no means no, asshole. And then I continued to stumble to the bathroom. And
oh, you were drunk.
Yeah.
So, okay, liquid courage.
If I wasn't drunk, but like, apparently they were actually together and she was just playing because they both looked at me and then they laughed and then they like...
That's the exact reason why you should not get involved. You just said it. That's the exact reason why you should never get involved.
Yeah, because you don't know.
You don't know. And also, too, like, if it's a female I know, I'm definitely stepping in. But if...
And also, don't, like, be like, no, don't touch me. And, like, make it seem like you're in trouble if you're not in trouble.
Well, I mean...
It depends. Yeah. It depends. Because most people's personal shit is their own personal shit. Unless it's, like, really violent, like, you need to take care of your own shit. If I don't know you, I'm not just stepping in.
I used to step in, but now, like, I'm not stepping in, like, you know, unless I know you as a female, I'm not stepping in. I think that there's a lot of bad situations you can get yourself in if you step in, if you're a guy. No offense to women, but most women don't step in, so that's why I thought it was crazy when you guys said, oh, yeah, everybody should stop everybody. Like, I've never been in a situation in public where a woman has stepped in and said anything. Even if it was just an argument, I've never heard. But you were drunk.
Yeah, that one night, but I'd do it if I wasn't, and I'd do it again.
All right, go ahead, last word, Bianca.
I would say I'll step in, but I will definitely keep an eye, you know?
But for what, though?
Just like, I don't know, it reminds me of like when you go to like the gym, and like you see like some of these, I saw a guy that was like very, very quickly stared at this girl that was just, you know, just kind of like went in and was like, hey, you doing okay? Like, I'm just seeing that there's some eyes, like, looking at you, and she's like,
oh my gosh,
thanks, girl, like, thank you for, like, it's like a girl code type of thing, like, hey, like, I'm looking out for you.
So, wait, you do know that guys look at girls all the time?
Well, yes, yes, but this
and
guy
we don't, was, like, we don't, like, go up and assault them.
No, but this particular guy was, like, very, like, very, very creepy, like.
Yeah, but he what? But all he was doing was staring, correct? Yeah.
Staring, getting really close.
Okay,
like,
well, I don't know. If he's getting close, then I guess. But guys stare all the time. That's another thing, too. Like, a misinterpretation of what's going on in the situation. That's another reason why I say don't step in. But, all right, the next one is, and then after this one, Jessica. Oh, actually, you got one? Okay, go ahead.
About consent, and I just want to point out expressed and implied consent. Implied consent is abuse, especially when there's power dynamic differentials within the dynamic.
Oh, this is definitely a liberal.
My question to everyone is the presence of consent.
Is the presence of consent. That's probably what they meant.
What, so, like, is consent equal on both sides, like both people have
to
shake hands and say, hey, we're going to have sex now.
This goes to this goes to me, this goes to that conversation we had about people making consent like complicated. Is the presence of consent, does that make it consent, basically? That's what they're asking.
So, like, it's implied consent. Oh, we kept going because she didn't say no.
Oh.
But, like, so, like, the power dynamic is there, right? Obviously.
That's
so,
like, that's actually maybe a good question.
You have to say, like, I guess you have to be at an equal power level to really have
it. Well, quick question. Chelsea, if we were having, let's say we weren't dating. We just hooked up, and we were having sex, and you were scared to say, no, but we had sex, does that mean that you did not consent to it?
I mean, technically, but
yeah, and then in that situation, you have the power because you made her scared.
How I make her scared?
Well, if she was scared, like, just said she was scared.
Wait, time out. So you're saying that a man, by whatever feature he has,
you just gave the scenario. Let's say we were going to have sex. You were scared, so you didn't say no. This is literally what you just said.
Yeah, but
that means you have the power because, like.
But the guy doesn't know that he's making that person
which
scared.
Is why it was implied consent, right? That's why this conversation is coming up. So, like, if you don't know you're making them scared, I don't know. You still have the power.
Here's my thing. I think the whole conversation of consent gets lost in translation because everybody's like, what do I have to do? Do I have to sign a contract? What are the verbal cues? But I think what should be normalized, which this would be really hard to do, but what should be normalized is everybody should have their own safety word. And they should express their safety word when they're getting involved with people.
You know what will be a good safety word? No, I don't want to do this.
Yeah,
I mean, but if you say no, then the other person should respect that no.
Yeah, but okay, well, that's going in something completely different.
So is it no, stop, don't? Or is it no,
stand, no, fight? Don't?
I don't understand. I don't understand consent anymore. I just don't. Like, I think if you're an adult, you need to be able to speak up. If you can't speak up, sucks for you. That's just how I see it.
I think that's, like, part of why, like, don't they say that, like, Gen Z's, like, having less sex than any other
generation? Yeah.
Because everybody's scared.
And I think I don't know why, but I'm sure part of it has to do with this whole consent shit.
So is the fear-mongering of weird. Consent the same fear-mongering we had growing up with, like, sex education, where they're like, you're going to catch every disease if you have sex?
Well, we didn't have, I didn't have to sex education. So,
fucking Georgia,
man. I thought chlamydia was a rap song.
I feel like
Never. All right, last word, Bianca. So wait. So you're saying that if you're scared that if you're with someone and you know they're willing to have sex, just say no. That's what you're saying. The problem is
say no and do no. If I felt like I was afraid, I know that I have to kind of like get off. Like I will push
away. I'm just confused as to why it's so hard to say no.
I don't know either. I'm such a big proponent of say what you mean what you say. Yeah. Say no when you want to say no. And if you're scared, excuse yourself, go to the bathroom, make a fucking phone call, and get somebody to rescue you.
I mean, I feel like that's really easy to say until you're in the situation.
Yes.
Because I've been in situations where, I mean, much younger, like, much, much younger, where things went further than I was comfortable with. And even though I expressed a little of, oh, I don't know if we should do this. I don't think I want to do this. I'm not comfortable. Oh, it's fine. Just trust me. Things progress. Like, the person just kind of did it anyway. And
wait, they did it anyway?
We didn't, like, have sex. But there were things happening that I wasn't comfortable with. I was at my boyfriend's house at the time in high school. We were making out. And he was trying to do more than that. Trying to make me touch him. I was like, I don't think I want to do this. And he's like, it's fine. You know, nobody's going to come in here. And I was like, I don't think I want to. And he literally just grabbed my hand, put his hand where he wanted to put his. Things happened. They were over. And, I mean, it just happened. And at the time, I was overwhelmed. I was doing things that, one, I didn't know about it. Nobody sat me down and said, here's what happens during sex. Here's what foreplay can look like. Like, I didn't know what was going on. Things happened. I wasn't comfortable. Even though I expressed it, it was already happening. I said nothing. I mean, I felt like I couldn't.
I think if you're under the age of 21, that I can give you, but if, I can give you grace on that. If you are an adult, I think that you should understand. I think it's a cop out, to be completely honest with you.
Wait, I got a question. It depends on the situation, because if you are alone, if you're with a man you just met, and you are thinking, okay, we're making out, it's a good time, blah blah blah. And all of a sudden, this man's on top of you, taking things further, and you're like, I don't know. And he's just doing it anyway because you guys were doing it, and that's the mood. It, like, I could see very easily how women are afraid to piss a guy off, especially if he's drinking, he's already on top of you.
Well, like, then you consented. Then you consented.
You didn't.
You can't draw back consent because so, mentally I just you didn't want
to
do it.
According to multiple Planned Parenthood, Virginia State University, there's basically, here's like the definition of what it needs to be: freely given, reversible, informed,
enthusiastic. Reversible?
Yes, you can take your consent.
This is a female shit. This is a female thing.
And specific. Those are like the criteria of what consent is supposed to mean.
Let me just say this: if people want to continue making consent difficult, you're gonna make dating difficult.
So let me ask you: if you're in the middle of having sex with someone, and in the middle they're like, "No, stop! I don't want to do this anymore."
Why are you saying that? Does it hurt?
It doesn't matter because they just don't want to anymore.
Okay, fine, I'm gonna stop, but get the fuck out my house. Because okay. Why? Because why are you? And you're gonna fucking walk. Because why the fuck are you in my house just saying stop for no fucking reason? Are you playing fucking games? Maybe what are you doing? If it hurts, then it's different.
Maybe in the middle, that's when they got comfortable to say, hey, no, I don't like this anymore.
They waited till I got...
Yeah, get the fuck out of here, man. No, get the fuck out of here. If you...
I just think until you're put in that situation, you shouldn't judge. Because I definitely was forced to sit through things.
But you were a child. You were a child. There are 25, 30, 40-year-old women talking about consent and shit like that.
But if you are a woman alone, and that man can easily overpower you, and you are already in the intimate situation where he's on top of you, and you feel scared to say no because you don't want to piss him off and have him force it anyway, like, that's a real thing. I'm not saying that happens to everybody, but that is a valid and real thing. If you are alone, and you
okay,
are
so what should like, so what should men do?
I just have a question.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Do you think that you would have had different experiences if you grew up the way kids are growing up now, where there's a lot of talk of consent? Because
because you're saying you had these experiences and you didn't really know what was going on. But I mean, if you're a kid, no matter what age you are, the subject of consent is a very relevant thing. So do you think that you would have had different experiences if you grew up with the conversation of consent the way kids are growing up now with consent in topics?
I mean,
no. The answer is no.
I don't know, because I was also like, I was always told, like, you can say no. Don't do anything you're not comfortable with. It's not that I didn't learn about consent. It's that I wasn't aware literally about how sex worked. I didn't know anything. I didn't know anything about foreplay. I didn't know you were touching each other. I didn't know any of that.
Did you go to school in Georgia too?
No, but they don't teach you about fingering and shit when you're in sex ed. They teach you about how your parts work and what happens when you have a period and how you get pregnant. They don't teach you about men are going to want to put their fingers up there. Guys are going to want you to jack
that them up. That kind of has nothing to do with it. That kind of has nothing to do with it. You were a kid. You were a kid. You didn't know what the fuck happened. If you're 25 or 30 and nobody and you've never had sex before, you're still gonna be in the same situation. So it's just so basically, at the end of the day, they need to teach women to say no. And if you're scared to say no, then you should not be going on dates, because whether you like it or not, you're putting men in a bad situation when you do that.
But in that,
without them
in
saying
that situation,
it,
and to respect the no.
But
like
you're,
if someone says, "I don't think I'm comfortable with this," that's a no. That's a prep stop. That's a halt. That's a okay. You're not comfortable. Let's do something that you're comfortable with.
I also think that people need to normalize talking about sex, talking about their boundaries. The fact that people are like if you meet somebody on a first date and you think this is you're going to be physical, I don't think it should be weird talking about, hey, I'm fine if we make out, I'm fine with this, I don't want to do this. Like, lay out your boundaries up front. Like, I think that's something that people need to be more comfortable talking about with.
Yeah, but Jessica, how many people do you know that flirt, like, really hard, and then when it gets to the point where people are interested and they want to move to the next level, they just change their...
I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. New York.
A couple of people, yeah, for sure. And I think those people are...
So basically, the people you know, and there's probably more people like that, and there's probably some guys out there who are like, who will say, who won't take the, oh, I'm not comfortable with this. They won't take that immediately. They might keep going, but I don't think men are out there and women are just like, oh, I'm not comfortable with this. Oh, I'm not comfortable with this. Oh, I'm not comfortable with this. And God just keeps on freaking going. I don't think there's a bunch of men out there doing that. And if there are a bunch of men out there doing that, then fuck
it's
them.
It's also the fear of the guy getting mad and like raging out on you.
Again,
like,
you shouldn't go on.
Want to get the fuck out. Like, look at your reaction to that scenario.
Because you're playing. If we're having sex and you just randomly say
that's extreme. But like, let's say you and your friends are out at a bar. Some people come over. You're making out with a girl. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of, I've been in scenarios where we've been out or whatever it is, and, you know, we're making out, a guy tries other things, and I'm like, oh, no, I don't want this to go farther. And he gets pissed off and rages out. Like, luckily, the one time that happened to me, we were in public. So it was easy for me to just grab my friend and be like, hey, no,
wait,
you
were making out, and then when you said stop, you...
Yeah, like, he was trying...
Why were you making out with him?
Because I was 19 and stupid.
Okay, so...
But my point is, we're making out. He tried to take things further. I was like, no. He tried to stick
ladies,
in my pants.
Ladies, don't make out with men.
So you can't kiss people?
No, you can't. That is a boundary. Like, you are taking... That is a step going in. Men want sex. So stop tempting men with sex if you don't want to go there with sex. If I had a daughter, I would literally say the same thing. Do not tempt men with sex if you don't want to go that far.
I was kissing someone in public.
Yeah, that's not
that is turning them on. That is
down your pants
that is turning them on to want sex.
Yeah, but you're in public. Nobody should be sticking their hands in.
Like, I think that's different.
Wait, time out.
If I'm at your house and I'm going over late at night, like, that's a completely different scenario.
Well, you're going to put your hands on somebody's pants when you're making out with them in public? In a restaurant? In a bar?
Why are you making out in public? With someone you don't, someone who's not your boyfriend.
Drunk at a bar.
There you go. You want to be drunk at a bar and fuck around with the opposite sex? That's what's gonna happen. If you don't want to understand who men are, what they want sexually, you're gonna find yourself in bad situations.
Can we teach men not to stick their hands down people's pants?
Can we teach men? Can we teach women not to kiss? Not to kiss women? Not to kiss men?
That he tried it. For me, it's the issue of. He tried it. I was like, "Ooh, no, sorry, I don't want to do that." And he got pissed off, started calling me, like, got visibly, like, aggressive and angry. Those are the scenarios that make women, because now that I had that bad experience, I was scared to say, I would be scared to say no again. What if this guy gets mad and does it anyway? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying, like, if not a tease or whatever like that, but, like, men get physically upset and aggressive sometimes when you say no. So sometimes if people find themselves in those situations,
I don't think men get. If you feel that men are getting upset when you say no, don't go on dates. That's literally my advice. No, don't go on dates.
All men. I've had a lot of experiences where most men are perfectly fine. Listen to the boundaries.
Okay, most men are fine then.
You're supposed to just never date. You're supposed to just never do anything because they're
If you are scared that men are going to attack you in public, yes, don't date. Don't date when you feel comfortable. I mean, literally, like, why are you going on a date if you think men are gonna attack you? That's crazy.
Because I don't think all men are gonna attack me.
Well, then
I also learned from those experiences and watched the situations I put myself in. But like, it's because I got put in those situations. Like, I just don't think you understand until you're the one without that power dynamic. Like, when you're the one who's physically not able to defend yourself, and you see somebody getting that aggressive because you don't want to sleep with them. Or touch their dick or whatever they want you to do. Like, it's scary. It's very scary and it's traumatizing.
I understand. Go ahead.
I get that, but also the idea that all men are dangerous, all men are gonna hurt you, like, that is, like...
That's dangerous.
Nobody is saying that. You are the only one saying that. None of us. Charles, I'm not saying that.
No. You literally said we should teach men not to put hands down their pants. Literally, but instead, but you don't want. But you don't want to say. But you don't want to say, hey, we shouldn't teach women not to be kissing random fucking guys at the nightclub. Like, that is completely nonsense that a woman can just go up to any man, kiss that man, and then nothing else happened from that. Oh, I want to kiss you no more, and then just walk the fuck off. There are repercussions to your actions. And if you don't want to take accountability for that, then whatever happens to you, happens to you.
You're not wrong. Here's the thing. You're not wrong in that. Because of my experiences, I've learned I need to pay attention to the situations I put myself in and be careful. You're not wrong. People do need to be accountable for their decisions. What I'm saying is I can fully understand how women feel in certain situations that they cannot say no. Because that experience that I've had made me scared in other instances. And I could see... easily how, like, if I got myself in another situation closer when that stuff happened, I easily could have been that person just letting things happen and not saying no because I was so scared from other people. Like, I'm saying I can understand how people say that. I'm not saying don't be accountable for your actions. You definitely shouldn't be making out with strangers in public if you're not trying to be physical with people. You're not wrong, but it is a very valid thing for some people to fear saying no. Because there are a handful of men who do get aggressive and do not care at some point.
Okay. All right, we're going to move on to the next one. My boyfriend is a son husband.
What does that mean?
What?
You know what a son husband is, Bianca. You don't know what a son husband is?
I think you need to explain it to the masses.
So a son husband is a son who...
Is he like the man of the house?
He's like the man of the house, and you would think that the mom's a bit too touchy and feely with the with the son, and the son does a lot of what the husband would do in the house. There was a TikTok that Chelsea showed me.
Was this the football one?
Yeah, where the mom jumped. I thought that was his girlfriend.
Everyone thought that was his girlfriend.
And that was his mom, and I was like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? And so that's kind of like what a son husband is. But when they are together, my boyfriend is a son husband. When they are together going out, I don't know what that means. You could definitely make the mistake they are a couple, but with their arms around each other, hugs from the back, the constant having him do everything around the house. It's a very weird vibe. And I wonder, should I say something or just leave? It's only been a month and a half, so I don't know how to address this.
That's early on in the relationship. Yeah. You can leave. It's not gonna get
I don't think she should just leave like that. No, at least talk to him.
If she's already uncomfortable with
it. Oh, I guess you're right. Maybe you're right.
Not gonna get better.
It's not gonna get better.
Yeah.
I will say, though, like...
I mean, it just depends on how old he is. Are you guys, like, 20, 23? Like,
I'm gonna... Better, yeah, I'm gonna... I'm gonna assume...
But if
he's, no.
Like, 30, then, like, this is not getting any
better. I mean, you want to have a good relationship with your mother-in-law or your partner's mom, and if you're already uncomfortable and you think that at some point you're gonna say something about them chilling out, it's not gonna go well. So if you're already not offended,
yeah, you're right. It seemed like it's not gonna end well with you giving an opinion on his mom and their relationship. So I agree with you on that. I don't know.
I feel like those situations too happen a lot where like it's traumatic about the father not being there, and so the son is almost like, I don't say guilted, but like feels like, she's been through all of this, I have to be there. You know what I mean?
I think the mom is pushing it more. Like, son husbands isn't something that...
Mama's
a son
boy.
Yeah. I think that's different, though. A mama's boy is a guy that just constantly is there for his mom. I think a son husband is a son who 100% is playing the role of a husband. That's what I think.
That definitely stems from the parent, though. Like, her putting those roles onto him.
That's her failure as a mother.
Ooh, shit.
Damn.
Damn.
No,
damn.
I completely agree. It's harsh.
Damn. That's kind of harsh.
Really?
Last word, Bianca.
What happened to that mom if you guys have sex? Like, honestly, like, she would want to be a little jealous because of the closeness between you guys.
Oh, that's
gonna fuck up the whole dynamic.
So, I thought you said, what if the son and the mom have sex? That's what I thought you said. But I think that's a good point. Like, what if you get caught in the house having sex with her? Yeah,
she'll flip
the fuck out. Yeah.
A month and a half? You think they haven't been...
She walks in on that.
I'm gonna think that they're like, he's maybe in his... I feel like he might be underage. He might be underage.
Yeah, 30 or 20.
30 years old? Bro, if you're...
That's what I'm saying. If they're like 20, 23, like, yeah, maybe you can like say, hey, you're really close with your mom. Like,
it's kind of weird.
Like that. But like, if he's closer to 30... That's ingrained.
That's just who he is.
Sorry. You know, unless you can convince him to move across the country so he's not underneath his mom's butt all the time. Like,
his mom might follow.
Yeah.
Now that's crazy. Now that's crazy.
What show was that? There's like some show on like TLC or something, and there was like a video of this couple, and she's like complaining because his mom's always around, and they like went on a vacation and she, like, went out to dinner, and she thought it was, like, just them, and she didn't know that he got his mom, like, a hotel room, and she came with him, and his mom showed up to dinner, and the girl, like, flipped out and was like, I want out of this, like, I'm moving out.
Yeah.
That's
almost
money you should be wild. Maybe. Yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah, 90 Day Fiancé is, like, fucking...
girl, run.
It's also early. Listen, if you like him and see potential, you gotta say something about you being uncomfortable. You just gotta be prepared for his mom and him to not like it. So maybe he'll be like, oh shit, I am weirdly close with my mom. Let me stop. Who knows?
It's like those people who are like weirdly close siblings.
Oh.
Oh no, they're just siblings.
That's disgusting. Oh yeah.
Is that worse than Mama?
I think so. Yeah. I think so.
I think
Mama has.
Yeah, I think
they're both kind of weird. All right, you got one.
All right. Hello, hello. I have a friend who's been dating a guy for 6 years, but she's been cheating on him for 4 years.
Wow.
As we were drinking a couple of weeks ago, the guy told me he's trying to get a ring. I'm more friends with the girl, but I don't know what to do. I feel bad.
Oh, shit.
Don't do shit. It's not your fucking business. Yeah.
No, you're fucking hoe.
You need to be honest with
him. You know what? I'm not gonna.
Yeah, you should tell your friend.
You should interfere with him, but if you really have a problem, you should.
No, man. She should definitely tell. I mean, if they've been together for six, like, you've known them for 6 years.
Yeah.
So you should definitely tell them.
Dang, you've let this go on for 4 years?
Yeah, you should tell him.
Like, I feel like I would tell my friend. I'd be like, listen, I don't support this decision. It's not a good one.
Yeah.
You should say something to your friend.
Or to the guy.
And
wait, does...
I think you should tell your friend, hey, you're cheating on this guy. He is madly in love with you and going to propose. So, what are you going to do? Because if you don't fucking break it off with one of these two people that you're fucking around with...
Okay.
Maybe you tell the guy.
Quick question. I'm gonna
think. Does this chick know that this guy is gonna propose?
No.
Or
no.
So she has no idea.
She has no idea.
So as this chick's friend, you should probably be like, hey, this is real fucked up. If this guy ever, you know, decides to make an extra
step,
are you gonna keep doing this shit? And if she says, yeah, fuck him, then yeah, maybe you... It depends what her attitude is towards you...
Bringing that up, yeah.
That's when you make the decision, hey, maybe I should convince this guy, hey, maybe this isn't a good idea. I mean, he might not even listen.
This is crazy. The more I'm thinking about this, I'm like, whoa. Because when I brought those people that we mentioned earlier, I was like, whoa. I would definitely tell. Or, you know, like that's kind of like, oof, man, that's touchy.
Especially if it's habitual. Like, you've been with, what was it? Half of the time?
More than half. 6 years have they been dating. She's been cheating on him for four. Like, I would talk to her. I'd be like, dude, the fuck?
Jessica, what the f... What? You've hung out with this dude for at least 6 years.
I would talk to her first and be like, what the fuck you doing? And if she doesn't, like, make a decision, like, then I would tell him.
Oh, okay.
I could, like, know about any of my close friends cheating on their significant other and me letting it go for 4 years.
That's a long
time. Like, I would, like, the second I found out, I'd be like, listen, this is a terrible decision, and I think you're a shitty person for it, right? Like, I love you, but, like, this is not a good decision.
100%.
And this is not how you treat people. Like, yeah. I just cannot.
Also, why are we friends? Like, what? Like, how are we friends?
Yeah.
You mean new friends.
This does feel like a long time to not have said anything.
Yeah, 4 years?
But then again, it's not. It's not your
personal.
I'm a big fan of kind of staying out of people's personal shit.
I agree with you, but it's that's
now it's like engagement.
Yeah. Ruining someone's life. That's ruining someone's life. You're getting engaged.
Engagement rings are expensive, too. Yeah. That's like he's gonna
unless you like steal your parents' ring. Alright, next one. Jessica.
About the homeless selling sex for a room.
Wait, hold on. Let's clarify that. The homeless selling sex. It was a homeless woman.
Who was friends with. Okay, so her and a bunch of people used to go to festivals.
Give the backstory. Yes, Jessica.
She was She was still kind of like a vagabond, just kind of begging for money and, you know, going around. And she ran into somebody that she used to go to these festivals with, and he had really made some life changes and was successful. And she was like, hey, can you help me out? And he was like, yeah, I can give you a place to live, but...
You got fucked.
Like, yeah, we got fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically
all right. So you start, go from there.
I listened to your podcast about the homeless selling sex for a room. I'm literally in that position.
Okay.
But some different circumstances. I was literally drugged out and homeless. My now boyfriend walked up to me, started chatting with me, and then asked for my phone. I was so muffled, I don't even remember the nonsense that came up from my mouth. I just told him, I don't have a phone, I'm not in the best position in life. This man didn't know who I was. He took me to Walmart, got me a prepaid phone so he could call me. Long story short, we started dating. I moved in. It's been 2 years. My life has changed. I'm off drugs. I got a job, but I'm not really wanting to be with him anymore. Do you think I owe him by staying? I asked him if he still feels the same way about me, and he said yes. So it's not like he feels the same way.
So it's not like he feels different or whatever.
So now that she cleaned herself up,
yeah,
she sees a better life. She sees a better life, and she doesn't.
She thinks she could do better now.
I don't even know if do better. I just feel like she might have been in a position where she had nothing. Someone was helping her. She took it, and now that she can do for herself, she's like, wait a second, this isn't what I want. But it was like a survival thing.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah,
I think if you choose to leave this dude, you should probably give him something for helping you out when you were in a really bad position. Because if you're just like
up and leaving, yeah,
then you're kind of a,
you know what? Do this. Go take him out to dinner, nice restaurant. You pay for it, and you express your feelings to him, and you know and. See where it goes. This guy seems like a great guy, to be honest. Maybe he's not the best looking. I don't know, because you know, he started talking to a homeless person. But I mean, like, I guess I know what you're saying. Yeah, like, why would you just start talking to a homeless person? I'd beat him with bats, you know, in the backyard.
Yeah, backyard. I mean, maybe even drugged out, he was still really attractive.
Like,
I will say, like,
you're not in the same place that you were before, and I feel like you've been with him for 2 years, right? I don't think you, like, owe him, like, certain things, but I think you owe him something.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I don't think you owe him to stay with, like, I don't think you need to stay with him if you're not in a place where you want to stay with him. I think, like, Jamal and Charles were saying, like, you know, maybe share something with him, do something for him that, like, expresses how immensely
grateful
you are with his support.
Imagine,
but,
investing into a relationship, and then they just up and leaving, like,
but, like, I don't see how I can feel. Not all relationships work out, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, you can be in a relationship with someone for 2 years, 3 years, and then you're like, hey, this isn't working out for me anymore. I don't want the same things I wanted when we got together.
Okay, that's fair.
And that's what I mean by, like, you don't owe him to stay with him.
Yeah.
Because the relationship isn't what you want anymore. I get that, like, you probably owe him something for helping you get off of drugs and, you know, not be homeless. And, like, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't think you need to prolong the, like, sexual relationship if that's not what you're feeling.
I'm in agreement with that.
If that's not like a good guy, be honest and tell him how you're feeling. I mean, it might hurt him, but you know, he also might be like, okay, if you don't want in this, then you know, it's not like you can't be friends. It's not like you can't be grateful and you can't have a relationship and like still thank him. And you know, like, you can find ways if you feel like you need to repay him. You can find ways.
It's like the only time you could be friends with someone. That's like the only time you can be friends with someone, like, after a breakup to me. Because, like, hey, listen, you changed my life. I don't feel the same way, but, like, I'm here for you. I don't want... Yeah, like, something like that. Like,
I think...
Last word, Jamal.
Maybe it might not go as bad as you think.
Yeah, maybe, I agree.
Maybe he doesn't expect you to be able to take care of yourself, and when you express those feelings, it'll have a weight taken off him.
Yeah, maybe he's feeling the same way, because a lot of guys, they'll be done in a relationship, but they won't leave the relationship. They'll just cheat. You know what I mean? So, like, I mean, he might be done as well. So, just, yeah, have a conversation with him. All right, we're going to move on to the next one. All right, my work life isn't the same without you guys. Okay.
Thanks.
I play you guys on speaker. I don't care. You have the fellas cracking up. Thank you. That's not a good idea. That's not a good idea.
The faces we all just made.
That's a bad idea. Anyways, I've actually found myself within a dilemma. I've been married to my wife for maybe 11 years. We have two kids who are 9 and 7. The past couple of years, it's been so boring. Really not wanting to be around her, have sex, don't want to go out. We've talked, but yeah, nothing really happens. My wife is great. She's not horrible to me, and we hardly ever fight. For a couple of months, I secretly saw a therapist, and it didn't help much. I've never cheated, but for the past 5 months, I've been having an emotional relationship with this woman I met online. Texting, calling each other, meeting up for lunch. Maybe it's new interest, but I love talking with her and meeting up with her. I really want to take it further, but obviously I don't want my family broken. That's it. I don't know what the other person. I don't know what they were saying at the end. I was trying to jumble up in my head.
I feel like they were asking, "How am I supposed to do this?"
Yeah.
Well, first of all,
affair is still an affair.
I don't understand. I don't understand those.
Public service announcement: you should never take any of our advice. We're never right, except when we are.
I gotta say though, I don't like the term emotional relationship.
Well, he's just
I don't really understand it.
He's getting something that he's not getting at home. He's getting somebody who's interested, somebody who's
new.
Which is what he said.
Emotional affair, and it's
Is it? You've not had sex.
Yeah,
it's not physical cheating. It's emotionally cheating.
Chelsea, go ahead.
There's a certain level of intimacy between couples that, like, not even just physical intimacy, emotional intimacy. You know, there's ways that I will break down withdrawals that I won't do with other people because you have this trust and you build this relationship together, and, like, that is your safe person. So if you are, I think emotional cheating is a thing. Like, if you do that in someone else and you're confiding in someone else things that you normally would be doing with your life, like that's just
okay. Question, Chelsea. So you're saying that, let's say I've been some woman at work. I've been texting her, calling her. We've been sharing Spotify links or music or whatever, and we she tells me stuff, I tell her stuff, and you're saying that's cheating.
It's different having, like, a friendship and then having someone... Like,
so where's the line, then?
Is she a secret?
Yeah.
Or are you sharing this stuff with your wife as well?
I'm not sharing it whatsoever with Chelsea.
Why?
Because you'll get mad if I do.
Because
if you saw it, you would get mad.
Because you know it's wrong.
But there's, yeah, but that's
if there's
a difference
nothing
because,
sexual...
Yes.
If there's nothing sexual... And you guys are just sharing and venting with each other.
Then why is it a secret?
Meeting for lunch in secret. Not
okay, so meeting for lunch, I agree. But I'm just saying texting, calling each other. Maybe we're at work. I mean, I've heard the term wife, work wife, or something like that.
Yeah, work wife. That's fine. That's different. That's not cheating. The thing is, like, if you are sharing Spotify links and whatever and, like, texting and stuff, and Chelsea comes and is like, oh, hey, who are you talking to? And you're like, nobody. Don't worry about it. Oh, one of the guys.
Someone at work.
You're hiding something. And that means that inherently you think there's something wrong with what you're doing.
Or it could be like, if I tell her, she might get upset because it's a woman, you know, versus a guy.
That's a dumb example for me, though, because you have so many female friends.
Right.
You text you hide, so but many
that
females,
even makes it
you
know more. I mean? That makes it more more cheating. If you're hiding something, then there's a problem. And you know that they're going to get mad.
Okay, question. Should people in a relationship tell each other everything?
No.
Okay, so then why is that?
But if you're like, who are you texting? What is it? Oh, I'm just talking to, you know, Shelly, whatever.
At work.
Oh, okay. Not a problem.
Okay, let me ask a question then. Let's say she asks me, I've been texting Shelly, and she's always like, "Well, why are you always texting Shelly?" That then becomes a problem.
Why is that a problem? It's a conversation.
Though. Yeah, asking why you feel the need to talk to that person all the time is not like.
I just think because it's a man and a woman relationship, it's gonna be a problem. Because if I say I'm just texting Brandon at work, it's not gonna be a problem. If Brandon's always texting me back and forth, it's not gonna be a problem. But if I say I'm just texting Shelly, and then me and Shelly exchanging stuff back and forth, it's gonna be a problem to where, well, why are you texting this person, this woman named Shelly? So that's what I'm saying. Like that's why I'm confused how an emotional.
How do you make it not a problem? You say, hey, all three of us are gonna go out and get lunch.
I don't wanna do that. I don't wanna. That's horrible.
Not a
that's a horrible idea. I would never want that. I would never want to mix working.
So is he's also like he's not doing these things with his wife. Like he says, like he doesn't want to go out with her. They don't do these things. The things that he normally would be doing with his wife, like
sometimes your wife isn't fun.
It's different having a friendship, but if you're talking to another female, the way and flirting and being like, if you find yourself giddy after conversations, feeling like you're flirting, exciting to talk to that person, like you're getting an emotional connection. It's not just like a random friend, oh, we had a good conversation.
Yeah, but why isn't your wife trying to get you that way?
Well, maybe she doesn't know that he's having an issue. He's gone to therapy independently.
In secret.
Oh, so do we know if it's secret?
Yeah, he said that.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Go on a vacation with your wife. Take her somewhere that you've never gone before.
I mean,
and reconnect.
You're supposed to. I agree with that. You should take a vacation, just the two of you. I mean, I feel like your kids are young, but they're old
enough
where somebody can watch them.
Grandparents, yeah.
But I think that it's important as a married couple or as a couple to have, like, date nights.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a date night, like, every 2 weeks or every month, because shit gets busy, and you guys don't pay attention to each other. So that is, what's one of...
I kind of think that's a cop-out, especially if you don't have kids.
What, date night?
No, it's, you're busy.
Oh, if you don't have kids,
if you don't have a kid, it's a cop-out.
Two kids.
Yeah.
Oh.
Also, yeah, are you making your wife feel special? Like, if she's home with kids all the time and dealing with that shit, like, you know, there's a good chance you could.
Yeah, but that's not the point. That's not the point. Like, making, just because he makes his wife, even if he did make his wife feel special, what does that do for him? I mean, at the end of the day, it's about him.
It's like a back and forth thing. He needs to express to his wife that he wants.
He says he has, though, multiple times.
No.
Or once. He said at least once.
He said they talked, and then he went to therapy in secret.
I don't have this
one. Maybe you need to buy your, wife, like, a toy, or, like, a nice piece
or, like, of a sex toy. Like, one of those model sex
or
toys.
Or maybe you need to go together to the sex shop after lunch.
When I said, get your wife a toy, what else did you think I was talking
like a
about?
Dishwasher? I thought it was your. That's what
you
I thought.
That's a toy.
I mean,
that's a Christmas present.
All right, so I'm gonna read one. I don't know what the fuck this is, but this is a long ass one that I'm gonna send. You read it and you tell me if we should even, because it's long as fuck, and I don't know what's going on here. So I'm going to read something, and then you can read that.
By the way, good luck, dude. Yeah.
I don't think it's...
I hope you figure that shit out.
Take a vacation. See what happens. Rekindle the magic from your first date.
And then when it doesn't work, go cheat. All right, next. I've seen my mother, my sister, other women loosely...
What? Start over.
Alright. I've seen my mother, my sister, and other women loosely in my life take kids away from their fathers. And this is something I fear. I fear having a child with a woman and she's taking my child away. So I've been thinking, maybe I get a surrogate, have a child, then meet a woman. That way, if she leaves, she can't take my child away. What do you think? Wow. That's an inventive idea, sir. And I'm impressed.
Have a child on his own?
Yes. So he wants to have a child on his own. That way, when he meets a woman, that woman can't take his child away. That's an inventive idea that I'm all for.
What do you do when that woman wants a child with you?
Then you have another one.
Nobody's scared. He's scared.
Why is that fear going to change?
Yeah, it's not going to change now I think about it.
I'm not going to say it's an irrational fear, but it's an irrational fear. I think that it's shitty.
I don't think it is.
What? You don't think it's shitty or you don't think it's irrational?
I don't think it's an irrational. I think it's an actual fear.
Yeah. No, I'm saying it is, but it... I'm saying it is a fear, but I think if it's stopping you from making the next step in your life, I think you're fucking yourself.
There has to be some type of way for you. I think if you're worried about that, what you need to do is you need to read up on child custody laws. And just figure out in your state like what can happen. Like, it's a little overboard, but at the same time, if you're worried about that, like, figure out what you can do. Because I just learned the other day that that if you're a man and you are married and you are separated from your wife and you leave the house, that you are that's you abandoning your family, and then the courts will immediately give custody to your wife. So,
like, if you rent an apartment,
let's say you're married, like you guys are married. Mm-hmm. If you guys are just fighting, and then you decide to separate, and he just leaves the house, he leaves the house and establishes a residence somewhere else. That's you abandoning your family. The family courts will give her immediate custody. But if you stay, then the courts will not just grant her custody. You got to fight it out.
Because the separation is already filed.
Correct.
And then you're separating from the resident.
Exactly.
Which is why they haven't separated from the resident.
Because you leave, but the kids stay with the mom, so they're gonna immediately give her
what
the.
If
she leaves, then it reverts back to him.
I've only met one person in my life that has full custody of his kids because the mother of the kids is a deadbeat, and even though all that shit happened, he had to fight real hard to convince the courts that she was a deadbeat. Like, they are so on the side of women that even if the woman is, like, really in the wrong, the courts will still fight against the men. But he won. He has full custody of his daughters, and she's supposed to pay child support, but I don't think she has a job.
Go ahead, Bianca.
I agree with Jamal on some aspects.
There you go.
But I feel like it's different between state to state. So
yes.
From my experience in Ohio, if you do a custody battle, I know one person that has 50-50 custody. I know one of my family members that had a relationship with baby daddy. Baby daddy got the
kids. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's I feel like it really just depends on your state where you live in.
But also, as a dude, if you really want custody, you have to fight. It does cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
For as a guy, it's gonna cost you a lot of money. It's not gonna cost a woman that much money. But if you really want your kids, you kind of have to fight, man. And that's just how it is. And you know what? Like us saying that, if I was this guy and I'm hearing this from everybody, I'm thinking, hell, well, no, this is not good. This is not a good way for me to change my mind. You know what I mean? Like. Men, like I really think that men are gonna stop having kids. I personally think that that's what's gonna happen because this isn't the first time I've heard this. I've been hearing this at work. I've been hearing
like a surrogate thing.
No. No. That's a new thing that I actually think is pretty.
Yeah, women do it all the time. Why shouldn't men do it?
I don't think it's a.
Wait. I'm sorry, Jessica. What'd you say?
Women get surrogates, like they get surrogate sperm. All the fucking time. I don't have a man. I want a baby. I'm going to do it myself. They do that all the fucking time. Why shouldn't a man do it?
If this guy is serious about raising a child.
I think it's different.
But go ahead, sorry. If it's just that he wants to get a surrogate because. If he just wants to get a surrogate because he's afraid that he's going to lose his kids. And I don't think that's a good life decision. I think that if you find a woman that you want to have kids with, you should tell her that is your fear.
Yeah.
And you should have that discussion.
Yeah.
Put in a
prenup. You can't. It won't work. You can't put kids in a prenup.
Why not? Because they're not commodities.
I think you can put...
My Wi-Fi just
No, I think you can put like split time, but you can't put like, you know, who's gonna pay for what and who's gonna take who away. Like, you can't do that.
I think also if you're
they are human.
Have kids with someone, like building a relationship with somebody you obviously trust and like finding someone who you just fully trust and know that is gonna be there for you for the rest of your life.
And they don't trust bitches, bro. Oh, you know what? I want to say something real quick to Jessica. Jessica, you said that women do it all the time. I think the difference between men and women is that women do it because like they can't you know find a man or whatever, or they're working too much. They're working too much, and they're a career woman, and you know like they don't have time to like they're tired of like looking for a man. I think men would only really do it because men don't really. If men are left to their own devices, most men don't really even think about kids until like 40, 45. So like they're not really, men aren't really thinking about kids like women are. Women are always thinking about kids.
Men think about
Not this generation.
As their legacy.
Yeah, correct. I agree.
Men think about kids because they want to care for a baby.
No.
I don't know.
That's we got
bullshit.
We got
pulled out of your fucking ass.
wait. Okay, last word. Go ahead and respond to him, Jessica, and then we can go stop.
Why'd you do that to me, man?
You're wrong and an idiot.
No, we're leaving it at that. All right. We're gonna take a break real quick, guys, and we'll come back. See ya.